You have it.
So it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, it said it's recording now, so you're all set.
Okay, thank you. It's 1808 on the 17th of August, and this is the NLA HamNet meeting. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jan, for attending to the administrative part on the conference call. Welcome to everyone, licensed or no. We want everyone to participate. This call is for people who want to communicate, to be communicators, and use radio as a communication tool. I just wanted to briefly mention that I heard David Barton quote a scripture today. I would like to read the summary that he presented in 1 Timothy 1, 8 through 10. We know the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and the rebels. It goes into a lot more, but I thought that was an excellent summary. Tonight, I'd like to start right out of the chute, as this is our second meeting, but the first regularly scheduled meeting, conducting these meetings as if we were talking on the radio, on the air. Here we can make mistakes, talk too long in this conference call, and stop for correction or training. So I'd like to open a net as if this call was actually occurring over the radio. It will feel strange at first, but hopefully you'll see the wisdom in how and why it is conducted this way. The person conducting the net is called net control. Assume the net control is a kind person who wants everyone to have the time they need to have their ideas heard, while at the same time encouraging communications. There are three goals for this exercise. Practice ham radio skills we will need for communication, have only one person talk at a time in an orderly fashion, and demonstrate how each person can contribute without causing problems. Let me give you some ground rules so you aren't completely lost. Every radio communication happens on a single discrete frequency. When two stations try to talk at the same time, they interfere with each other. A good net control can sometimes pull out one station out over the other and identify that station and ask for the other station to identify themselves again. It actually takes longer to explain than it actually takes to recover. So be kind as you hear others on the radio. Since talking over someone does not lead to good communications, we need to organize our ideas in short segments. The segments should not be longer than 2 minutes. As a matter of fact, that's the limit. We want all these ideas to be presented in less than 2 minutes, if you can. If the expression of your thoughts takes longer than 2 minutes, just let net control know that you'd like the floor back as soon as you can continue. We'll take care of business and give you back the floor, or the frequency, if you will. The reason for this is that emergency communications don't go on our schedule. And you could have somebody that wants to break in, stop your net, and conduct emergency communications. We don't want to stop that. We want to encourage those emergency communications anytime they happen. So we want to give a break for people so they can do it. Since talking over someone does not, If you finish your thought earlier than 2 minutes, yield and let net control go on to the next person. When we talk, we identify ourselves by call sign. For those of you who do not have license, please use your first name and your state. Your first name and your state. So I am KI0RE, but if I didn't have a call sign, I would call myself Terry in Colorado. Just like you may do in the current Monday night calls, for example, I would use my call sign at the end of my thoughts, but I'd use Terry in Colorado, and I yield, or back to net control. Think succinctly. The more efficiently we use the time on a frequency, the better communicators we will be. Lastly, is net control, I will be asking for what's called check-ins. I will first call for ham call sign suffixes that begin with the letters A through L. When I do so, each person that has a call sign will announce their call sign and then be quiet and let others do the same. As net control, I will write them down so we know who will receive our messages. After all hams have checked in, I will ask for states beginning with the letters A through L, check-ins. I encourage everyone listening to then to announce their state. All I want is their state. Then be quiet, just like the hams did. If two people talk at once, I'll try and catch one and then ask for the other one. When I announce your state, please speak up and tell me your first name and your state. I will acknowledge it, and then we'll ask for more. I'll open it up to the rest of the states once I have the first few. Are there any questions at this point? Please call now.
I'm going to unmute everybody, and I'll have to mute people if they start making noise, but we're going to have a problem getting everybody muted and unmuted if I don't. I'll turn it off right now.
Thank you, Dan. Oh, gosh. If you have noise in your background, please mute yourself. Any way you can identify who that is, Jim?
Okay, we're pretty quiet. Go ahead.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Please don't make any noise. I hear a lot of noise. Well, let's try it now, and don't worry. This is all voluntary for your benefit, so I encourage you to speak up. This is the NLA HamsNet. It began at about 1806. It was scheduled for 6 o'clock, at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It started at 8:06 Eastern Daylight Time. I would like to now call for check-ins. All call signs with suffixes of A through L, please call now.
John Levine.
A3ZI. John.
Okay, I got ZI. John, can you give me a call sign again, please?
That's Alpha Bravo 3 Zulu India.
Thank you, John. Thank you much. Is there anybody
Alpha
else?
Alpha Bravo 3 Zulu India.
I got it. Alpha Bravo 3 Zulu India. Are there any other call signs, A through L?
Kilo, Delta, 8, Uniform, Tango, Sierra, Don Levine.
Don, thank you very much. KD8, UTF, any others?
That was Sierra.
Uniform, Tango, Sierra?
No. Yes, Uniform, Tango, Sierra, my bad.
Okay. KD8, UTS, thank you very much, sir. Okay, are there any other hams, any call signs starting A through Z, any suffix starting A through Z? Go ahead. Okay, going on. I am KI0RE. I'm Terry, and everyone is welcome to call me. I'm your net control tonight. I would like to now call for any check-ins that people don't have a license yet. If you could, any state, A through L, could you call now with your state?
This is Doug in Colorado. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out my muting here. I'm WQTZ711.
WQ what?
WQTZ. 711. Whiskey Quebec, Tango Zebra, 711.
Okay. Is that a Mars call sign or what?
Yeah, I've just got the no test license to run on MERS. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, super. Anybody else? Anybody, any state, could you check in now?
Greg?
Florida.
This is Roseanne in Kansas.
Okay, I want to acknowledge Greg in Florida and Roseanne in Kansas. I heard a couple more in there. The ones who I didn't get, please come back. Tell me now.
Rhonda, this is Washington.
That was Ron in Washington.
Rhonda.
Rhonda, thank you much.
Correct.
Rhonda in Washington. Who else?
Jan in Kansas.
Acknowledge Jan in Kansas. Thank you, Jan. Anyone else?
Jan in Pennsylvania.
Okay. That was Jan in Pennsylvania?
Yep.
Thank you, Jan. Okay. I now like to go back through and ask a simple question. I was going to ask, what would you like to learn in ham radio? But I think, you get to choose a question. What do you like in ham radio? And what would you like to learn about in ham radio? And what is your primary radio that you use if you're a ham? Or is there a radio you're about to buy? So let's keep it short. And I will begin with AB3ZI. John, go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone on the net. I'm interested in quite a bit of the ham radio sphere. I've got a lot to learn. My sole radio is a Baofeng UV5RHT.
Hello.
Yeah, who is that? I just said hello.
This is Dave. This is Dave in Missouri.
Well, thank you, Dave in Missouri. I've got you as a late check-in.
Yeah, I'm not a ham operator. I'm an office here, and I'm just in for the information.
Anybody who doesn't have a ham operator, we're practicing having a net right now. This is what
That's
it sounds
great.
Like. And we'll be giving more information as the weeks go on, but we're going to try and get as much as we can here. And this is just what a net sounds like. So, John, was that all?
Yeah, Kelly in Missouri.
Who was that in Missouri?
Kelly.
Kelly in Missouri. Thank you very much. I'll put you as a late check-in. Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
This is Wonder Ann and
Diane, and where are you at?
This is Wonder Ann in South Carolina.
Well, we're thankful that you're here, Wonder Ann.
Yeah, I didn't sign my call letters yet, so.
Oh no! Isn't it terrible? You have to wait.
Yep.
Okay.
It's called patience. Oh, I don't have that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
KD8UTF. Don, can you answer my questions? What would you like to learn about ham radio, or what kind of equipment do you already have?
I am currently operating with a Kenwood THF6A. And I'm looking to acquire the ICOM, I believe it's the 2100H. And I am also, after that, going to look towards a Yaesu FT450D. And that will be to, right now I'm 2 meter on 5 watts. The ICOM 2300H is a 2 meter radio on 65 watts. That will allow me to encompass a 35 to 50 mile radius around me on 2 meter. And then the FT450D is a HF rig, 100 watts. And that'll let me reach around the world.
Wow.
But okay. It all makes money.
Oh.
Okay, is that all?
Well, I guess it. You know, I'm really very interested in what we're trying to accomplish, and I think at some point we need to, you know, lay out a strategy of how we want to set this up. You and I discussed it a little bit at the last meeting, and I think that we need to have all of the COSs start looking right away towards something similar to the ICOM 2300H, the 2-meter, 65-watt unit. Then somebody at the state level with a rig, just so that we get in place as quickly as possible, a ham network that can operate to at levels in simplex mode. And that will be, I imagine, rough in the beginning, but will smooth out over time.
Okay, Pete Bubble, I'm looking for, what I'm listening for is, okay, I'm done, or I yield, or back to net control. That because I'm
back
on a control, I don't have a clue as to whether you finished or not.
Good point. I apologize. Back to net control.
Thank you very much, sir. And all good suggestions. If you have my phone number, please call me after this, okay?
Okay.
Whenever it's convenient for you. All right. The next person I have is Doug in Colorado. It's all yours. Floor's yours.
Yeah, I just have a Baofeng UV5R, and I got the no-test license, whatever that level's called. Yeah, I'm interested in learning how to, I don't know, but it seems that the UHF-VHF bands are pretty much only useful for local communications. Something else is needed to get out and beyond that, I'm guessing. I yield.
Hey, thank you, Doug. You're absolutely right. The Baofeng is a good little radio, and it will be available through NLA once that all gets ready and set. I've got to work out what that last frequency should be on. They want channel 7. I would be happy to discuss with you how to program it if you don't know or if you can't figure it out. Please give me a call on my phone if you need help. Okay, next person is Greg in Florida. You have the floor, Greg.
Yes, I'm just beginning, but I went out and bought a RSL receiver with no antenna. Excuse me, no antenna or anything. I just decided I was going to view things and then buy a transceiver when we find out what we need. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Greg. That's excellent. Listen to the different things that you can hear on a ham radio. That's good practice, believe it or not, and getting ready to tune your ear to how you can hear that. And also, I forgot to answer Doug's question. I wanted to confirm that, yes, UHF and VHF communications are line of sight. So if you and another person can hit the same repeater and you have a big mountain like I do to the west here, you can talk for 100 miles or more. But you have to have a repeater up on something, or you're right, it's very limited to a local area, which is excellent for somebody in a county that wants to have communication with members of the community of safety. Not so good when you want to pass out something. Okay, the next person is Roseanne in Kansas. Go ahead, Roseanne. Roseanne, are you there?
I think that's Wonder Ann.
No, I'm not talking about Wonder Ann. Hang on there, Wonder Ann. I know who you are. Roseanne in Kansas? Oh, okay. We will skip you.
I've already done it.
Rhonda in Washington?
Yes. I have a Baojiang BF-F9V2+, and I need to learn how to program it and use it.
Okay.
Back to you.
Are you? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you. I can help with that if you want to give me a call at any time. I'm all over, my phone number's all over the web pages and the announcements and everywhere. So find one and give me a call.
I will do that. Thank
radio.
You.
I will help with that. If you got a ham local, that's even better. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Nick, Jan, Kansas. Jan in Kansas, do you have the floor, sir?
Well, this is a female, but I am just interested in if we have an emergency, knowing how to keep in touch with my local community, and hopefully we'll have a COS set up here in the future. And also very interested in remaining in contact with NLA throughout any kind of emergency system or situation, I mean. And also, I'll be buying the ham that John and Gerard and them are getting for the NLA, and we'll have it programmed by you guys, but I would also like to learn how to do that myself, and I yield.
Okay, thank you very much. I got you down. It sounds like help and programming is going to become one of our topics sometime, but everyone is welcome to call me. If you find my number anywhere, give me a call, and I'll kind of talk you through at least getting started. If you have a local ham in your manual, they can help you get through and learn how to program your radio much better than I can over the radio, over the phone. But that's very good. I agree that we want to be able to keep in touch with other members of our Committee of Safety, and we'd want to be able to listen to John and anything the NLA has to say. We're not there yet, but we're going to find some frequencies, and we're going to start doing it as soon as we can. So thank you very much. Okay. Jan in Pennsylvania, go ahead. It's your turn.
Yeah, I picked up a little Baofeng BF-F8HP here a while back, and I have this Jim Dandy manual here, and when I get a little time, I'm going to go through and program it. I picked up the cable for it and the CD for the computer, so I can go through and put in all of the local sheriffs and so on in my area. Eventually, I hope to have a few minutes and some time to go ahead and then research the license, get a license, and get an HF rig for longer range stuff. It's going to be necessary here in Pennsylvania. Our mountains run northeast, southwest here, so up and down the valley we can pretty good. I've got a repeater about 5 miles across the valley here, and it's a line of sight, no problem. So I should be able to get out to a lot of places, just UHF, HF, and I yield.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on top of what you're doing. That's excellent. Thank you very much. And yes, in you want to pick the right the right repeater. I want everybody to know that in Colorado we have what's called the Colorado Connection. It's a set of about 13, 14 repeaters. When you key up into any of them, they all link so that you are heard on all of those repeaters across the state at once. You talked about 70. You can talk to about 70% of the population of Colorado just keying up on one of those, and I talked on it today. So that was just a little note. Thank you, Jan. Okay, I had Dave in Missouri.
Yes.
I don't know that I want to go for a license right now because I'm busy trying to get a COS together here in St. Louis County. And what I need to know is, do I need a radio along with that whatever NLA has got that they're selling? Or can I just go temporarily with what NLA has got? Back to you.
Well, thank you, Dave. Good questions. If you're working on your COS, I don't want to slow you down. There are hams in your area. There are ham clubs in your area. You can find them up on ARRL.org, many of the clubs. There's other places, QRZ list clubs, QRZ.com, QRZ.com. You can look for those clubs. You need to contact a ham, and they will take care of the communications for you. I encourage you to learn enough, and it sounds like getting the one from NLA, that will help you in your local communications with the community of safety. It will not be sufficient to hear the Monday night calls or something equivalent to the Monday night calls in the future on HF. We're only, we want to try this so we practice it, but we're looking forward to an emergency. How will we contact everyone? How will we get information out if there is an emergency of some kind? The only way you're going to get the information out is to have a ham HF transmitter next to John or whoever's talking, and you need to have a listening device. And I just bought a radio out of Walmart. It's a Sanjian 405, and it looked like a good radio. Next week I'll be able to tell you how good a radio it is just for listening. And I'm going to get my HF rig fixed in the next week or two. That's something I need to do. But the Bofang that you buy off the net is one that you can use to help with communications locally with your COS. I would encourage you to see a ham. The HF radios, you've got to get one specific that'll do shortwave listening or something like that to get the HF transmissions from NLA when we get there. So we're not quite there yet. I would encourage everybody to take a look and maybe start saving for one. Okay. Did I answer both your questions, Dave?
Are you suggesting that all I need is what the NLA has got? Is that considered a receiver?
It's called a transceiver because it will transmit and receive, and so it's a step up from just a receiver. Good to listen to, but you shouldn't press the press to test or the press to transmit key until you have your license. And it will work for your committee of safety, but not to listen to the NLA. For the NLA, you need an HF radio listening on shortwave. Okay, I'd like to go on. I have Kelly in Missouri.
Yes, I just purchased a Baofeng UV-5R off of eBay for $27. I've been just tampering around with it, ticking up the local police and the fire. I have heard a couple people talking, but not a lot of chatter. I'm not sure how to totally program it. I've just been scanning and stopping and checking things out along the way. But I'm looking forward to learning more along the way too. Yield.
Thank you very much, Kelly. That's a great step. I'm glad you've taken it, and it sounds very, very good. All right, I've been through everybody. Everybody got to talk once that I have. Are there any late check-ins? Either give your state or your call sign now.
And this is Bruce in Florida.
Okay, Bruce in Florida. The question is there anything you want to learn that you'd like to learn about ham radio, and what kind of equipment do you have right now?
I just bought one of those UV5Rs. I got it Monday, and I got the cable, and I got the local stuff programmed in. And I thought I could use it for police and stuff, but the police are up in the 800 megacycles. So I got started with it, and I took the practice license. I got 28 out of the 35. I got to practice a little more, and I hope to get my license pretty soon. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Bruce. That's an excellent way to do it. You're getting into it. You've already programmed some. You're right. Some of the local fire and police are on different bands nowadays. You almost have to get a scannered trunk tracker that will follow them. But if you got 28 on the test, if that had been a real actual test, you'd have your you would have passed it, and you would have your license awaiting administrative issuance right now. So that's excellent. Thank you very much for participating today. Are there any other late check-ins?
We have about 27 people on the call, so there's a lot of people that are not asking questions or responding. So
that's okay. If they don't want to check in, that's all right. They'll get the hang of it. I'm going to end the net right now, and I've got a few things to say. We're running out of time. I have to cut it off here. I would like to go back around through and do the same thing again. I'm going to start with AB3ZI and go down all the way through to Bruce in Florida and see if there's any other information. If I had the full hour, that's what I would have done. So this kind of gives you a flavor of how a net runs when you're talking on ham radio. This is when you have to get a lot of information out to a lot of people, and you want to have something to say. If you got something to say, you pass it on. When there is another type of net where we just talk and talk and talk, and then we catch as catch can, catch everybody else, because not everybody else wants to talk. I'm sorry. There's somebody out there. Go ahead.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Who am I talking about?
Tim from Michigan. I just got on at 8:30 on the call here. If there was an announcement earlier than that about the HF band for announcements from NLA, I do have a Sanjian 404, and I wonder if I could hear those announcements on that.
Does it have a tuner that's digital or a band across the dial?
It's a digital tuning radio.
Excellent. Once we get the right band selected, and we get a ham that...
Oh, okay.
Can be with...
All right. Well, I'm on the call now. Okay. Thanks, Terrell. Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. And once we get that selected and we get a ham up there to try, then, yeah, you'll be able to hear things on there. You should be able to hear them there. I want to emphasize that it's more... as long as you have a digital tuner, it's more how big is your antenna that determines what you can listen to. Does that answer your question, Ken?
Yeah, I believe so. Do you know what frequency they'll be using yet?
Not yet. I don't know. We haven't determined that.
Yeah, okay. I yield. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else late check-ins? Okay, I'm going to continue with where I was at. We're running out of time. Cut it off there. I'm sorry if we didn't get to your question or you did not have time to speak. Next time, when it is your turn, remember how we ran out of time and keep your thoughts on point and succinct. You guys did a great job tonight. Thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's participation. It will get better. We will have, as soon as we get the conference call room, we will have a short thing that describes one thing. Everyone is welcome to call me. I'm not going to give my phone number or email address out right here because it's on every piece of thing telling people where it was and when to do it, including the ham page. So thank you all for participating. There were, I heard, 27 check-ins. Thank you, Jan. Our next meeting is in the same room next week where we will discuss another communications topic tied with the mission of the NLA, and that will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on next Wednesday, which is the, I want to say the 24th. Yes, the 24th. Please encourage all who missed tonight's net to listen to the recordings as they can. Jan will have it up there almost as soon as this is finished, but it might take a little while. You can also listen to it at any time. I release the call to the Courtroom Observer Committee, or which everyone is welcome to stay for. Thank you very much. This is KI0RE and Terry in Colorado. I have a TS-570D as my primary UHF VHF. I have a TM-D700 as my primary UHF VHF, and I got an old ICOM 2800H. Somebody was talking about that. That was KD8UTS. I've got an older version of that that still had the little viewport on it. A little LCD screen, pretty neat to use. I have several HTs. I also have a Bofang, like the one that John is selling. It's a UV V2 Plus. So that's me and my contribution. And I want to encourage everybody to study ham radio with local hams and make it the way it should be. It's going to be more important to work within your community of safety. That radio that they're selling, the Bofang, is good for that. Anybody else want to say anything before we shut it down? We've only have a few minutes.
Hey, New York Charles here. How you doing, Terry?
Who is that?
New York Charles. Charles from New York. Anyway, hi.
Okay, Charles. Sure.
Yeah, I have a couple of comments, I guess, or questions. Number one, as it's been said, time is of the essence. We do need to get a frequency up, because even if we got one up, I think that's first and foremost the most important thing to do, because just with the people that we have on now and people that I can link with, we'll have hundreds, if not thousands of people on if we get a known frequency that we'll be communicating through. So that's an obvious one. But so that was just a comment. But as far as, I'm part of a car club and a bike club that both have ham operators that are part of ham nets. So just getting a frequency is going to connect all of these people. And there are tons of liberty-minded folks in these clubs. And I've been, for years communicating with them. Regarding what NLA is doing. But now it's taken a new twist with this communication for if the system were to go down, this would be huge. So we need to get that frequency going. And my question about regarding that frequency is how other vulnerabilities to this communication can be disrupted? And if yes, do we have a backup, or is that something? I mean, I know we haven't gotten there yet, but just questions. Yes, that's all. I yield.
Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate you contributing tonight. Everybody needs to go look at the ham flyer that's on the Committee of Safety page. It talks about a 333 radio plan. That's the direction we're going. there's some suggested frequencies in the different bands in there, and that's probably what we'll be working with. That was done by somebody, and I don't know exactly who or why or how they chose that. But there you go, some frequencies on the different bands. Different bands will go different lengths. Most of your HF bands will bounce all the way around the world, but you might not. Your signal might not be as strong once it bounces all the way around the world. So it's going to be a trial and error thing where we try and do it and we announce the frequency, and the next meeting call that I have, when Jan sends it out, I will see that there is a frequency in there, and we'll give it a whirl. But the problem is that we got to get a hand near Jan or near John or whoever is going to be talking. And that ham has to conduct the traffic. And somehow we have to get in on this radio. So there's a lot of technological things that need to be done. And, yes, we're working on them. And we want to get them solved. And I appreciate any phone calls or emails to me saying what you think we should do, and I'll try and get them back out to everybody else. Thank you. If you send me some email, I will have your email address. I've started a list of the hams that I use that I can talk to here. My roster has about 16 people right now. Wonder Ann, are you going to say something? No. I forget you.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Did I forget you? Yeah, there you are. I see why I forgot you. You're over on the side a little bit. Did you want to answer that question?
Oh, which one about the...
What?
Hang on, let me get off the speaker. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. What was the question again? I was listening, but it rattled.
What do you want to learn about ham radio, and what equipment do you have?
My equipment is in my Faraday cage, nice and peaceful. But I have a 200-foot tower that we're going to stretch coaxial cable over to the small house here in this yard. And I have handhelds, and I have a regular CB radio, but it's been in my Faraday cage for a couple of years because it's taken me a couple of years to do the test. So everybody, I really encourage you to do it online with online tests because it's the same price as you would buy a book, and I finally understood what they were asking because I'm a bite of information, a little bit of test, a bite of information, a little bit of test. And that's how I was able to pass the actual ham test last Tuesday. So I can only encourage you. It was a lot of fun, actually, to cram all that information in. So we'll need more of you, so come on down. The water's fine. So we'll look forward to it. I yield.
Okay, thank you, Wonder Ann. That's excellent. And I look forward to getting a phone call when you have a call sign, because I'm going to put your call sign in here on your line.
There you go.
You're already prepared with a 200-foot tower. That's excellent. I do want to mention something. If you have a chance, everybody who wants to learn a little bit, if you have a chance, look up resonance, because your antenna, the length of your antenna, has a big impact on what frequencies you can listen to or talk on based upon the resonance of that length of antenna. So there's you something to chase, to find out, and learn something this week. I hope you can do that. Jan, I think that's about it. The next people come in about 5 minutes here, so I want to turn it back over to you, and I think we're done.
Okay, great. Thanks. This will be posted on the COS page. We have the written copy for the new ham radio K committee page, but we haven't got the website set up yet to take it. Hopefully that'll be done before the next meeting, and we'll be able to put everything on there, and we'll transfer the recordings over to there as well. The only question I have is, whatever happened to over 40 years ago in the Navy, that's what we used.
Went over the hill?
Say again?
I would have used over. My mind wasn't plugged in here. I confess to trying to do two things at once.
Well, I guess it's not socially acceptable anymore. So, anyway, that's all I've got. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you very much, Jan. Bye.
Yep, bye.